Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. I'm a homeschool father, five, raising our kids out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. And we've been homeschooling our children for, well, I'd say it's up to 22, 23 years at this point. And we have homeschooled since we have arrived in the Rocky Mountain area some 24, 25 years ago. And we have one last child to graduate. Abigail's 18 years of age and getting close. But today we want to talk about home education, and thank God for home education. What a blessing that God has given us a means of educating our children in a free market approach with a Christian worldview and with the ability to disciple our own children and maintain good relationships through the years. And that, of course, is all by the grace of God. But today we're going to talk about the blessing of home education. Turns out private education, Christian education in America has dropped off by a million kids in the last 15 years. The only saving grace for the free market approach to education in America today is home education, because homeschooling has increased by, I would say, something between 1 and 1.5 million during that time at which the number of private schoolers and Christian schoolers has dropped off. So home education, the hope for the future when it comes to a free market approach to education that is somewhat free from the one-size-fits-all socialist approach offered by government-funded education. And the results of home education, really outstanding according to so many studies that have been done over the years. The academics, of course, always averaging in the 85th to 90th percentile in reading, in writing, in math, and that according to the Brian Ray study that was done something like 5 or 6 years ago, still in the 85th to 90th percentile. That's above the 50th percentile by what, 35 to 40 percentage points on the average. That's pretty significant, my friends. So the academic results of home education has been fairly strong. Socialization is the next question people ask. We're going to discuss that on this edition of the program. And but as far as the continuation of the faith and the spiritual vitality of homeschool graduates, Generations did a study about 4 years ago called the Gen 2 study, in which we looked at the spiritual condition of homeschool graduates, especially in an era in which the millennials are, for the most part, walking away from faith and becoming increasingly secularist. We wanted to ask the question, is the faith being retained by homeschool graduates versus private school versus public school graduates, all of which raised in a Christian home or in the Christian churches? And it turns out that indeed homeschooling was doing very well, thank you very much, in this area. In fact, there was a 3 times higher rate of spiritual and faith retention for homeschoolers over those raised in public and private schools in the study. And again, the study looked at 10,000 homeschool, private school, Christian school, and public school graduates raised in the 1990s and 2000s. And again, for homeschoolers, a 3 times higher rate of spiritual and faith retention. And as far as relationships between the homeschool graduates and the private public school graduates, there tended to be a much higher impact in the homeschool for those who are raised in homeschools and maintained a strong relationship with parents during the teenage years. There's a 3 times higher rate of a higher impact for the homeschool than those raised in public schools and private schools. And also, it turns out that the more years a child spent in public schools and Christian schools, the more likely they were to be atheists, the more likely they were to believe in evolution, the more likely they were to be sexually abused. Public schools, they were twice as likely to be sexually abused, twice as likely to be atheists if they were predominantly raised in public schools or Christian schools. As far as Christian schools were concerned, 20% more likely to be atheists, believe in evolution, or be sexually abused. But the more years a child spent in homeschool, the less likely they were to be atheists, the less likely they were to believe in evolution, and the less likely they were to be sexually abused, by about a 50% decrease on the likelihood. And that was if they were homeschooled for 8 to 12 years. So again, my friends, the stats are showing an improvement for homeschoolers in the area of academics, an improvement in the area of faith retention, And also, of course, many studies done on homeschoolers growing up. And those studies have also shown that homeschoolers are more likely to be successful in college, more likely to be successful in life, and more likely to be involved in their community, more likely to be involved in politics. In fact, young homeschoolers, 18 to 26 years of age, 14 times more likely to be involved in politics than their counterparts from public and private schools. So as we look at the results of homeschooling over the first generation of homeschoolers, it seems to me that there has been much success. Now, some people will say, I know somebody who was homeschooled and they are rather weird. And that's true. There are some weird homeschoolers. Just being weird doesn't mean that you're wrong. Thomas Edison was weird. Patrick Henry weird. But of course, they went out and changed the world. So you have to be cautious with that. But then there are some homeschoolers that people know who do not excel in academics. They don't excel in relationship and socialization skills and such. And yes, there are always those on the minus three standard deviation side of the normal distribution. And that's true for any form of education, whether it be homeschool, private school, or public school. So again, we want to step back and ask ourselves, what are the benefits of homeschooling? How do we do it right? And who's doing it right? And what are the reasons why we should be homeschooling versus the reasons why perhaps we should not be homeschooling? These are the questions that people are asking today, especially as the public schools are becoming increasingly degraded in terms of the morality, the peer contact, the academic standards of the public school option. So as parents are making these decisions, we need more info. We need to be providing our prospective homeschooling parents, or those parents that are making school choices right now for their young children, we need to provide them with the resources, and we need to answer their questions. And that's why a new video, a new film being produced by Garrett and Yvette Hampton called Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution, that is coming forth in the next year or so. And they are in the middle of producing this film and raising funds for it. And they join us now in the Generations Broadcast, Garrett and Yvette Hampton. Welcome to the Generations Broadcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Kevin.
Wow. Let's talk about the vision for this video. And I've been involved in the leadership of homeschool organizations out here in Colorado for 20 years now. And I will tell you that it's about time to get more promotional films and resources to help the homeschool organizations and homeschool families across this country. I remember several films came out in the 1990s, but it's been about 20 years since we've had something decent and a resource to equip young homeschooling parents, at least for the decision. So what was it that pulled this vision together for you guys?
Well, you just mentioned equipping homeschoolers, and that's actually one of the reasons that we're making it. Years ago, we're going into our eighth year of homeschooling. We started when our oldest daughter was going into kindergarten, and we said we would never, ever, ever, ever homeschool our kids. And the reason for that was because we had so many misconceptions about what homeschooling looked like. Mm-hmm. We simply didn't know. You know, we grew up in the 80s and 90s, and our friends, we had very few of them, but our friends who were homeschooled during that time were weird. Mm-hmm. So we thought. And so we thought, we would never do that. We would never homeschool our kids. And we used to kind of joke about it. And then our oldest daughter turned four, and it was time to put her in kindergarten. And so we started looking at the schools in our area, and they were unsafe. It would have been physically unsafe for her to go to the public school in our area. We're from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And so we couldn't afford private school at the time. And we thought, I guess we're going to have to do this homeschooling thing. And so we went into it very reluctantly, and we went to a homeschool convention that summer before she was going into kindergarten. And that, in one weekend alone, our hearts were completely changed about homeschooling. And so fast forward a few years later, Garrett, he is a filmmaker. He's worked in the Hollywood film industry for many, many years. And the Lord called us out of California. And at the same time, we felt the tug on our hearts to film this documentary on homeschooling, because we really wanted to give a very clear picture of what homeschooling looked like, and not a picture of that it's always easy and it's always fun and, you know, it's life is going to be all candy and roses. Mm-hmm. But we wanted people to see what homeschooling really did look like. And we wanted to give the encouragement to families that they can do this. And people are so disillusioned today with schools, with public schools, private schools, and they're not sure what to do. They've heard of this homeschooling thing, but they really, they're like us, you know, they just have a lot of misconceptions. They don't really understand it. And so we, over the past 2 years, we've traveled across the country and we have filmed interviews with homeschool experts, with families, with dads, with kids, with second generation homeschoolers. And we've just talked to a whole lot of people and put together this documentary really to tell the story of the millions of families who have homeschooled in years past, who are currently homeschooling, and those who are hopefully going to come on board with homeschooling because it's such an incredible way to disciple our kids and to build the family unit. And it's good for kids, it's good for families, and it's really important for our culture right now. And, you know, you mentioned that a lot of the leaders who are up-and-coming leaders are homeschoolers. So we really want to encourage and equip families to homeschool.
We've interviewed several political candidates and legislators in various areas of the country who are either homeschool parents or homeschool graduates. But what do you think is the number one hang-up for people who are dissatisfied with the public schools, but they're just holding off on the homeschool decision?
I think there are two, actually. I think the first one is that common misconception that your kids won't be socialized, which you realize so quickly is just hogwash. Our kids have so many opportunities to socialize and also to interact with people that aren't their age, whereas when you put your kids into a classroom, they're surrounded by peers who are exactly their age and at about the same stage of development. And so they're not stretched at all. And so it was one of the questions that we felt like we had to answer in the movie was, you know, how do your kids get socialized? Do they become weirdos? And it's just silly to even ask the question at this point because people realize that it's such a crazy misconception. There's just no problem socializing. But the big hangup that I think that a lot of moms have is whether they can do it, whether or not they're equipped, because they're not professional teachers, you know. And one of the things that was encouraging to us as we started was that Yvette, if she was able to just be ahead, just a step ahead of our children, then we'd be okay. If she could learn one step ahead, she'd be okay. And the truth is you find out very quickly you're very well equipped. We've made it through our lives to the point of adulthood. We have children. There's so much life experience and so much schooling behind us that it's very easy to come in and teach your kids, and you're able to grow along with them. So,
one of the most interesting statistics ever, and this has shown up a number of times in various studies on homeschool graduates or homeschool tests or examinations, is that they've looked at the test results of those kids whose parents are teacher certified versus those kids whose parents are not teacher certified. And they find there's no statistically significant difference whatsoever between the performance of the two groups. Absolutely no statistically significant difference between those kids whose parents are teacher certified and those who are not teacher certified. So, you know, it's really interesting. The stats bear it out again and again and again. And I think people have this idea it takes a professional to love a child, to disciple a child, to teach a child, to care for a child, and to want the very best for a child, and to provide the resources necessary for that child's development. And it turns out it doesn't take a professional. That's just one big lie, especially when it comes to homeschooling.
If anything, it takes the parent, because the parent knows and loves and cares for the child more than anyone else on the planet. You know, teachers are great, and there are a lot of really good teachers in the public and private school system, but they cannot take the time to spend with your child and develop their gifts and talents and abilities and work on the things that they're struggling with and really reach the heart of your individual child, because they can't. There's no time, and they don't know them as well, and they're not their children. So they, you know, it's not in their best interest. Whereas with our own children, we get to do that, and we know him better than anyone, so we have such a great advantage there.
Garrett and Yvette Hampton are producing a brand new documentary film, Schoolhouse Rock to the Homeschool Revolution. And they've been across the country and they have interviewed, I'm guessing, hundreds of homeschool leaders and homeschool moms and dads and homeschool second generation. What is the big takeaway that you have pulled away on all these interviews? Is there anything that shocked you as you have filmed for the Schoolhouse Rock?
There were a few things. The first thing was that as we interviewed leaders and educators and experts, not one of them emphasized the academic aspects of homeschool. It was just kind of understood that as you build into your children's character and as you pour into their spirits, and especially as you give them the Word of God, that academia will be a given and that they're gonna excel in the school part of school. But not one of them emphasized you must do this curriculum or you must practice this method. So that was an encouragement to us. The other thing was that so many of them emphasize this aspect of rest, that school should not look like school in your home. It shouldn't look like the classroom in your home. And that if school is overwhelming your family and taking over everything you do, you need to step back and reexamine how you're doing it. Because, you know, for thousands of years, up until about 150 years ago, this is how the world worked. Families homeschooled, families taught their kids at home. And it didn't mean that their homes became chaos, and it didn't mean that they couldn't do business and couldn't do life and couldn't shop and couldn't get sick. It was just life. And so we were encouraged as we heard these experts who you would think would say, oh, yeah, it's very important that your kids learn Latin. They would say, no, it's very important that as a family you rest and you do what is good for your family. We met you at the Life Schooling Conference in North Carolina.
That was fun.
It was a great conference. And the whole emphasis was that life can be school. And it doesn't mean you neglect the academics, but it means that every single day you take your kids through life and teach them how to do life. And it's so powerful when you get the freedom of just showing your kids, look, this is how adults work in the real world, and this is going to matter for you in time to come.
Do you think homeschooling is going to grow? I know it's about 2.5 to 3 million students being homeschooled now. Do you think there's potential for the movement to grow, especially as folks get educated on it and the lights turn on? What do you think? Do you think we could see an additional couple of million of homeschooled kids over the next decade or so?
Well, there was a recent survey of millennials, and it said that 12% of millennials would homeschool their kids if money and the other things weren't an option or weren't a hang-up. There is a huge dissatisfaction right now with school, and as you watch the evening news and you read the newspaper, you see violence in schools, low-performing schools academically, you see sexual problems, you see this transgender push. And I really believe that this growing dissatisfaction with public schools, and also as people realize that, wow, homeschooling is a great option, we think it's going to explode. And we really expect Schoolhouse Rock to be just a push for a flood of new homeschoolers. I will tell you, we're looking at doing a two-night theatrical event for the release of the movie in around 800 theaters.
Wow.
That's 300,000 seats filled with people who get to hear this message and come home and do something about it and go out and tell their friends and family. And we really expect a giant explosion in homeschooling over the next couple of years.
It's about time for a major promotional piece for homeschooling. The homeschool approach has been alive and well since the early 1980s. What are we, 35 years into this vision? And it seems to me that we are just at the point at which we can present the blessing of this movement and what God has done through this incredible movement. It's a free market movement. It's a parent-driven movement. It's a decentralized movement. No government agency, no agency is in charge of all of this. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, the Holy Spirit of God has blessed America with this amazing educational option. Remember having a conversation with the director of education of all of Colorado. He was the director of the Department of Education of the state of Colorado. This would have been maybe 15 years ago when I was executive director of Christian Home Education of Colorado. And Dr. Maloney was the head of all of the public schools in the state of Colorado. And he told me that home education is the brightest light in the future of American academics.
Wow.
Meaning that, you know, he recognized at that point that there is no other form of education that is going to compete with home education that is setting the median score on the nationally standardized tests at 85 to 90 percentile points. He just said there's nothing competing with home education and parents taking a direct interest in their children's education and providing these outstanding results for the future of this nation. There's absolutely nothing that compares with home education in terms of its success. And who knows but that God may be raising up a movement like home education to preserve the nation and maybe provide some decent leadership for the next generation. It seems to me that America is in the balance right now, but wow, what a blessing that this movement has arisen. What do you think are the elements that make it work? I mean, the thing that matters more than anything else about home education.
You know, I think kind of back to what we were talking about before is that the parents have a responsibility to raise up their children and to disciple them and to show the example of what it is to be a Christian. And it's very hard to do that when your kids are away from you all day long. Mm-hmm. And so I think that taking that responsibility seriously and being able to just say, you know what, this is the role that God has given us as parents. And it's a mandate. I'm not saying that homeschooling is a mandate, but discipling our children is a mandate and training them up in the ways of the Lord is a mandate. And so homeschooling is a great way to be able to do that. You know, we get to talk with our children day in and day out about the ways of the Lord and teach them truth and teach them every subject through the lens of Scripture. And it's such an incredible blessing and privilege, that we have, but it's also a mandate from God to be able to do that with them. Now, we understand homeschooling is not the gospel. Homeschooling is not going to save our children. Mm-hmm. You know, we know many kids who have, of course, come out of public school who love Jesus and they serve him with their whole hearts. Mm-hmm. And we know kids who have come out of homeschool and they don't. Mm-hmm. You know, they have chosen to walk away.
Sure.
And so we know it's not the gospel, but we do know that statistically, like you mentioned earlier, children coming out of the homeschool environment where day in and day out they have been taught the truths of God's word are much more likely to continue down that path.
There's another aspect that really contributes to the success of homeschooling too, and that's that you can look very carefully at what your child is gifted in and what your child loves, and then you can pour that into them. Not every child is built to be an engineer or a mathematician. Not every child is built to be a writer or an artist. But every child has certain gifts and leanings. And with homeschooling, it's very easy to look at that child and say, you know what, you're really good at this. We are going to give you that in spades. And it doesn't mean necessarily that you neglect reading or writing or arithmetic, but you definitely have the opportunity to tailor an individual education for your child. That is very, very powerful.
It is very powerful. The principle of individuality is probably one of the most powerful elements that can be maximized on in the homeschool environment. Remember one time when I was executive director of CHECK out here in Colorado, a single mom came in with her young boy. I think he is 13 or 14 years of age. And she was concerned that he was just a little behind for the year. And, you know, we sat down and just kind of counseled a little bit. I said, well, what's the thing that's slowing him down? She said, well, he keeps working on these patents. He's developed various patents for washing machines and dryers and various appliances around the house. I'm thinking, I'm sitting here talking to the mother of Thomas Edison.
Exactly.
And she's concerned that he's not getting to his grammar. I'm like, so what, you know?
Right.
The homeschool environment allows for, you know, the cultivation of geniuses and the yes. cultivation of the individual talents, gifts, and abilities that God has given each person. And the one-size-fits-all mass production approach that, of course, huge governments will always incorporate because they're centralized and they're standardized in their approaches to education. That will, of course, always be a detriment to the nation. It'll be a detriment to hundreds of millions of kids across the nation until we learn a system of education that will maximize upon the individual gifts, talents, and abilities that God has given each of our children. So you're right. This is a very, very powerful form of education that is based around the principles that God gives us in His Word. And we recommend that people take a look at this. And I think what you're producing, Garrett and Yvette, is the best opportunity for creating an equipping resource for the next generation of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of homeschooling parents. And we need this resource. I'm telling you, I've been in this movement now for, well, probably close to 45 years, and I've been leading the movement for close to 35 years. And I will say that this is exactly what the movement needs right now. This is what America needs right now as parents across this country are considering this option. And of course, the situation is becoming increasingly desperate in the public schools as we see the increased secularization and the mandating of the strange educational approaches to sexuality, transgenderism, and so forth. And so, yeah, right now is the time where we just need to get a resource into the hands of hundreds of thousands of parents across the nation. And how do we do this? I know that you're short on funds right now. You've got a Kickstarter campaign going. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've called on the homeschooling community to come behind us. We've been blessed through production to have a few really generous donors and sponsors and marketing partners, and we self-financed a lot of production. We're now coming to the community to have them help us get the movie finished. We're in post-production now, and we have a Kickstarter going right now where we need to raise the money to finish post-production. So we've asked the community and supporters of homeschooling to get behind us. The total budget for the movie, it's expensive to get a movie in theaters, and it's just under $1 million by the time it's done to have this in theaters across the country. So it's something that really the community has to come behind and believe in and support all the way through production and then by going up and showing up at theaters. So we've got this Kickstarter going now. There's a few more days to get involved, and you can really be a part of making this thing happen. If you go to schoolhouserocked.com/Kickstarter, it'll take you right there. Schoolhouse Rocked has an ED at the end. So schoolhouserocked.com/Kickstarter.
Yeah, and with the Kickstarter campaign that we're doing right now, that's actually just a small portion of the rest of the budget that we need to raise. With Kickstarter, you set a goal for what you need to raise, and if you don't meet that goal, it's all or nothing. So if you don't meet it, you don't get any of the money pledged, and so we need to reach at least the $150,000 goal that we've set on our Kickstarter, and we have a whole lot more to raise than that, and we are confident that the Lord is going to move and He's going to work. He's brought us, like Garrett said, all the way through production, but we still have a long way to go in order to get the movie fully funded and into theaters and on DVD and into the hands of our nation and into the hands of people around the world, because I know no longer it's not just America, but this is a worldwide thing. And so in order to get it done, we've got to raise the rest of the budget that we need. And like Garrett said, we really need the Christian community and the homeschool community to come alongside of us. This is not our movie. It's not about us. It's not for us. It's all for God's glory. And he is going to provide. And so we are confident in that. But we definitely need the community to come alongside of us and help us get this movie done.
And I think people need to understand that the homeschool movement is a massively decentralized movement. There is nobody in charge of this movement.
Right.
There is no gigantic government bureaucracy that funds this movement. We have very little in terms of publicity and promotion that we can provide because we're talking about 1 million homeschooling parents laboring with their blood, sweat, and tears to accomplish what they're doing with their own families. But we're also up against a $1 trillion public school monopoly. Of course, the rest of us are paying our taxes to keep the $1 trillion public school monopoly operating. And so what we're talking about is trying to run this thing on a shoestring budget with the donations of the grassroots. The grassroots absolutely need to rise up if this project or any project relating to home education will be successful. And it will be only on the blood, sweat, and tears of the volunteers that this movement will continue and this movement will prosper and maintain some freedom in this country for the years to come. So, in other words, without some promotional material, we're not going to see an increase. We need to see something of a massive uprising amongst homeschoolers saying, yes, we're behind this. Yes, we need a promotional piece. Yes, we need somebody to state the case for us. And we need resources for prospective homeschoolers. I think we as homeschoolers need to be concerned about other families as well. We shouldn't just be happy that, you know, the Lord has given us something of a reprieve and a blessing for the academic and spiritual preparation for our kids. We need to provide something like this for others as well. So I'm pleading with our listening audience right now that that you would all rise up and visit the site. And okay, maybe it's $1, maybe it's $5, maybe it's $10, maybe God's placing on your heart to provide something like $1,000 in order to reach hundreds of thousands of people across the nation with this message. But just go there. Go there with your $1. Go there with your $5. Please go to this website, schoolhouserocked.com/Kickstarter, to provide something of an assistance to this vision. And I think at this point, if all of our listeners would kick in $5 or $10, if every single one of you would go to this website and kick in $5 or $10, we would have this thing fully funded. So friends, it's not going to take a whole lot of sacrifice, just you know, one drop of blood or one drop of sweat to provide for this this great vision, to provide a resource, a promotional piece for folks across this country. And I think this will be for the benefit of those already homeschooling as well as those who are considering beginning homeschooling.
Thank you so much for that.
I think we need to let people know what the goal is. We're looking at something like $100,000 at this point.
Right. Yeah, we have about $100,000 to go.
Depending on the day.
Show.
And that's just to reach our minimum goal. Our actual goal that we need to be fully funded with the movie itself is about $775,000 that we need to raise. Mm-hmm. But to fund the Kickstarter, we've got to reach that $150,000 goal to be fully funded through the Kickstarter.
And this means that we're all going to have to join arms and provide this support, my friends. And it's not just this ministry, but Homeschool Legal Defense Association, Classical Conversations, and a number of other ministries across this country have joined in to help out with this important project. Again, it's Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution, a feature-length documentary soon to be in theaters across this country. And the producers are Garrett and Yvette Hampton, who have been our guests on this edition of the Generations Broadcast. Garrett and Yvette, thank you. God bless you. We're going to pray for success for this project.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to be on with you.
This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.